Thank you for this. I read this, and you know what? I really liked it.
Thank you.
I really liked it.
I see a dog-eared everywhere.
What I wanted to do is just to is to say, I mean, this is your 10th book now, yeah. Right? Blimey. But this feels like the way when I, you can tell by how I've sort of done it all, is that it felt like a scrapbook. It's almost like it felt like it's a journey in as a way, because there's all sorts of little stories
it's
in there.
The end of the journey.
Yeah, and I guess
summary of the journey.
But it almost feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like that it's something that's been a while in the making.
Oh yeah.
Is it? Is that right?
I've been trying to enchant people. I didn't use that word.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to enchant people since 1979.
Right.
So, it's in a sense it took 30 years to write that book.
Well, yeah, and that's what I mean. It's almost, it is a bit like, it feels like a journal or a scrapbook or something, because it's also personal stories and other things, and it's broken down into chapters. It's not like a novel. It's sort of like, here's a thesis, and you write it all the way through. It's almost like, here's a broad idea, and then there's some bits that's in that, which is you know, great. But what does enchantment mean to you, and why now?
Well, why now? There's one simple answer, which is my editor said, you owe me a book. that tends to catalyze action.
Okay.
But really, I think I became a fan of Dale Carnegie and Bob Cialdini, and I just loved their work. But I had the benefit, or I have the benefit, of Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
So I wanted to write a book that people can use to improve their personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And as an evangelist for Macintosh and various other products, you know, I saw what people try to do, and it's not always effective.
No.
So I hope this empowers people to change the world.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think the thing where I come from is my sort of beliefs is that I look at the world around me, and I think the traditional way of sort of growing or marketing a business, that whole sort of broadcast sort of mentality, and it's almost like a post-industrial mechanistic way of growing. It looks like if it's not broken, it's increasingly becoming broken.
Yeah.
And you know that there's that quote in the Godfather where the, I can't remember who it was, it says, don't worry kid, it's not personal, it's only business.
Yeah.
But actual fact, business is personal.
It is personal.
And it's, do you think it's becoming more and more sort of personal? Do you think that the human side is coming out?
I actually do. And, you know, I would attribute it to something that people would probably find hard to believe, which is, I think Twitter and Facebook making more personal relationships, not fewer. I really do.
I know that the key message is about building, sort of being more effective with people. Thinking about how you, as you say, enchant people to do things, to create change, to take action, to change the world, as it were. Is there any particular change in the world that you favor, or you're sort of really pushing towards? I mean, this seems like it's a broad toolbox.
It's a broad toolbox, and
but what does Guy Kawasaki want to change in the world?
I would like to make everything that's not democratic. So, shopping, design, power, you know, information, access. I'm a big believer in democracy. Not so much that I think you should, you know, bomb every kind of regime you don't like, but, you know, other than I'm a big believer in democracy. So, but I don't have a political agenda in this book.
No.
This book is, this is what you can do to become more enchanting. Once you become more enchanting, I hope you use it ethically.
Yes.
But I'm not telling you,
go and do this.
Yeah, not at all.
What happens next with this enchantment sort of project? I mean, is it just about the book, or is it going to be, is there other sort of things, or is it more about the sort of the message, or?
It really is about the book. You know, am I going to start a consultancy in enchanting? Is there going to be seminars? No.
Yes, it's just about the writing.
It's about the writing for me.
And the speaking and everything. You know,
yeah,
everything.
I don't want to I don't want to be a cult figure and okay. you know, all this kind of stuff. I just want to write a book.
So is it just more about sort of propagating the ideas and sort of planting the seeds?
There won't be any enchantment seminars.
Okay.
enchantment world.
Enchantment retreats and enchantment
cruises. No, for sure. I guarantee you. No, the only enchantment retreat is like me and my family.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
So it is really just about planting the seeds, trying to propagate some ideas, giving people the right sort of tools.
Yeah.
And so where does this is part of what you're doing now? Is part of the book tour, as it were.
This is
the book tour.
The book came out on March 8th in the U.S. Shortly thereafter here. So this is a book tour. Although I'll tell you, this is unusual for an author to come to a foreign country on a book tour because of Skype.
Yeah.
Skype and telephones, I've done...
I was trying to do that, arrange that with Gina, because I thought, you're going to be in California, we'll do something.
Here it is. So this is unusual to me, and I have done more than 100 interviews, and 5 have been in person.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. And that's, it's fine, because I saw all the stuff that came out in the US, and everything from... you were everywhere.
you know why? I'll tell you, because I sent out an email to 20,000 bloggers saying, if you're interested, we'll send you a book, and if you'd like to interview me, I would be happy to. So, that's a highly unusual offer. Most business authors, publishers sends out 200 books.
Yeah.
With the offer of if you want to interview, but... usually that book is going to the New York Times. So if the New York Times wants to interview, you say yes. But I sent this book out to 1,600 people saying, if you want to interview me. So I have interviews in esthetician's blog. They usually write about mascara. There's a review of enchantment because, who knows, man?
Well, it's not just about business. It's about people.
Yeah.
And there's I've seen comparisons all over the place around it's... it's almost a 21st century version of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence kind of people.
I like that positioning,
which I think is great. I mean, and it really it helps, because in a way it's like there's what I like about it is that blend of there's a people bit, but then there's here's some cool technology stuff that if you didn't know about this, you should try this sort of stuff out too.
That was tricky.
Well, coming from a technology background, I just think that actually, you must know all that sort of stuff and sort of getting that balance right, I guess.
Those people don't. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was tricky for me because I know in 2 years this book will be totally raw. Right? Twitter might be dead in 2 years.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if I didn't write about it in the first version,
mm-hmm.
What would people like you say? Why didn't Guy address Twitter? It's such a valuable tool to enchant people. The book is incomplete.
But the interesting thing is that because I wrote a book sort of last year, and it is all about that sort of relationships. So it's called Rare Business, and the subtitle is How Building Best Relationships with Your People and Your Customers Can Drive Sustainable Growth. Mm-hmm. So it's like relationships at the heart of everything. And I consciously deferred away from sort of technology, because I just thought that's going to move in cycles.
Yeah. But
the relationship thing is a constant, which... So in a way, I was shooting myself in the foot, because it's not going to be sort of timely sort of thing, but actually that was the point, in a way. It's trying to create something which was, it wasn't tied to the technology. I mean, I don't know if Twitter's going to be around in sort of 2 years. I think it might be. It's got that sort of enough of a size.
But remember when we said MySpace would control the world?
Well, that's true.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, that's true. How big did they get? How many sort of... users did they get?
100 million maybe.
Okay.
So arguably Facebook is 6 times bigger, but I remember when everybody said MySpace is...
Yeah, well, this is true. I mean, I think that's the thing, is that I saw this thing on Twitter the other day, which said people were talking about Quora, the next big thing.
The question thing?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No.
Do you?
No. I'm going, so how's that different to the LinkedIn answers and the groups and all that, and maybe what Focus is doing, where they're curating experts and doing all that sort of, that seems quite focused.
Yeah.
Funnily enough. And then there's Quora, and I'm thinking,
But the, you know, to me, the value of Quora is if you ask the question of, you know, let's say somebody asks, how do you start an airline?
Yeah.
Richard Branson answers.
Yeah.
Super cool, right? But how many times is it going to be equivalent of that kind of question with that level quality answer?
Yeah, and you're living in hope, aren't you? You know, yeah. that's going to happen, or, you know, there seems to be a lot of hype around a lot of the sort of some of the technology, and I think that's one of those things, people jumping on different things, and it feels like there's a lot of .com sort of like hype sort of stuff, and it's going to go whoop, and they go.
Well, did you hear about this $40 million funding for a company called Color? Yeah, so it's an iPhone app, and what it does, as I understand it, is when you sign up for Color, if I take a picture, the people who are within, I don't know, some small geographic distance automatically see the picture of what I took. This is a way of sharing pictures with people who are also Quora users, physically close to where you are. And they raised $40 million.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm struggling to find the consumer need in that sort of
thing. You would have struggled to find the consumer need in Twitter when Twitter started.
Well, then that's true. I mean, and I guess the thing that I think about when some of those sort of things is a lot of time with the sort of technology and the new sort of developments, a lot of people sort of get caught up in what they think possibly will happen rather than what probably will. And that's where a lot of sort of stuff into, well, just maybe. Yeah. We'll chuck some money at that, but 40 million? I mean, really?
I don't know what you would do with 40 million.
I know, that's a big technology spend. I mean, that's a heck of a, that's a farm of developers.
I don't know what, that would be a country.
Did you set out to write it? What happened? I mean, I'm interested in the book writing sort of process as well, because I've just gone through it. And we're going through it, we're sort of developing some more in the processing, but the whole idea about Enchantment, did you come up with a framework and then populate it, or did you just kind of write it and sort of pull it together? Because I'm really interested in how you pieced it all together.
The way I write is, it's like, for 6 months, all I do is create an outline.
Okay.
And so when the outline is done, that's when I start putting in the text.
Okay.
And I never built a house, but I suppose I like to put up all the framing before I put up any walls.
Okay.
Whereas some people like to put up a little frame, little wall, little frame, little wall. I put up all the frame.
Okay.
And
so you put up the infrastructure first, so rather than building it room by room, you sort of like put up the whole thing and then go, now I can see what it looks like.
And then I can write.
Then I can write it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is, you know, I had to move stuff from chapter to chapter. I didn't know if I should put it in the resistance chapter or I should put it in the, you know, launch chapter.
Yeah. Because the other sort of thing I heard that somebody said was that actually the design element is right at the front. Is in the, it feels like, you know, it's like a workbook as well, isn't it?
Well, you see,
it's just like a checklist, isn't it?
Because that's why there's checkboxes.
Yeah.
That was quite purposeful.
So it's about, yeah, I know that, I've done that, I'm comfortable with that,
yeah.
And then sort of go through it. So it's almost like you're talking about how to prepare, so you're preparing people for a journey and stuff as well.
I have a really organized and logical mind.
Okay.
And so I like checklists, so.
So that was, and that's how that sort of worked out. Well, that's.
Well, see, at the end, I was going to publish a checklist.
Right.
And what I realized was the checklist was the table of contents. So why put it in twice?
Yeah. That sort of makes sense, but it also kind of ties it all together to say, like, well, actually, you know what, this is not, yes, it's a mindset, but it's also a process as well.
Very
and it's
much.
Like, you can think about, so you understand where you want to get to, but actually this is, as you say, provide a map. There's a map to, one, become enchanting, and also to enchant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. I think it's a loo book. It's a very
bathroom?
Yeah. It's because the sort of thing is that when you get that sort of time alone, not particularly when you're on the loop, but you pick it up and you go, there's an idea, and it's just one bite-sized idea.
And it stands by itself.
It stands by itself, and then it then compels you to take sort of action, rather than you don't have to read it from start to finish.
Yeah. That's definitely a loo book there.
So it's one of those things where you can, it's a book that you can live with, it's not something you pick up and you read.
You also don't need to particularly read this book sequentially.
Yeah.
right? Although, you know, if you read the book, if you read the chapter about how to break down resistance before you read the chapter about being likable, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of those things. And it does seem to start with, and which is great, which is more work on yourself before you work on others.
Yeah.
You work on yourselves, start building relationships with others, and then tackle problems.
Big stuff, yeah.
And that seems, and if you get those things in the wrong order, it's a car crash.
Yeah.
And I think that's, for me, that was a clear message. It's like, sort yourself out, know yourself, work on yourself, get better at being you,
mm-hmm.
get better at being with people around you, and then figure out how you can make the changes.
Yeah.
That's how I would sum it up. But that would, I think it's really useful, and I shall have it. And okay. Can you sign it?
Of course I can sign it.
Okay, I quite like the idea of having a signed...
galley?
Well, it's a pre-release sort of copy, is it?
Yeah.
As it were.